More than 40 young men and women from different gangs around Wau Town are learning tailoring, baking, computer technology, and other vocational skills through the program. Some youths say the skills they have acquired have changed their lives, allowing them to earn income to provide for their family needs. 17-year-old Agnes David, a former member of a gang called Young Generation, says she joined the group during the COVID-19 lockdown in 2020 because schools were closed and she had lots of free time. Since leaving the gang, Agnes says she has been trained how to bake and cook. David is now employed as a cook at a local cafeteria in Wau.
I am no longer asking anybody to give me anything. Whatever I need, I provide it myself. I no longer depend on anybody, and I don't want to be exploited anymore. Even if there is something missing in the house and my school needs it, I am providing for them.
18-year-old Pasquale Luis Primo, who used to belong to a gang called Youth United Group, says the group would often carry out nighttime robberies and theft. Primo says after attending the skills training, his life has changed for the better. Primo learned how to sew clothes for men, women, and children. He says he realized that being a gang member was dangerous. Primo says he is grateful to the Community Empowerment for Progress organization, or CEPO, which facilitated the training.
At first, we thought they want to arrest us and take us to the security facilities. And some of us got scared and left the group. Only four of us accept the initiative for the training, but the rest of us rejected the idea. During the training, we were taught that we should not steal from other people, but rather find a job so we can earn a living.
Another youth, Catherine Achol, learned computer skills in the program. She now works as an office manager for one of the ministers in Western Baragazali State. Achol, who says she wants to return to school and study law, admits the gang she belonged to misled her and convinced her to drop out of school.
Some of us were loitering. Some had different criminal records, like others were stealing, others were just making any kind of form of violence. But since the project came into introduction, some things have changed. And most of the groups that were involved in this project have actually made a positive impact on the community.
Stephen Robo Musa, the regional director for CEPO, says the skills training is aimed at reducing violence and rebuilding social cohesion in Wau. He says some people who engage in gang activities did so because they were neglected by their families, while others influenced by atrocities they witnessed during fighting in the area.
They've seen a lot of atrocity. They have a lot of trauma experience. So when they come, they won't just release that traumatic experience, so they join any kind of group. And they become more aggressive because they've seen worse than that. So for them, so the fighting is normal, killing is something normal because they've seen it, they've witnessed it, so it's okay with them.
Robo says CEPO and state authorities are working with the community elders to promote peace and reconciliation through sports and drama, which helps young people recover from the trauma they have experienced during the conflict. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Wau.